This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, January 23rd, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. His comments thus far indicate that he is, so just how serious is President Obama about entitlement reform? Will it be the kind of reform that will foster individual autonomy and a shrinking debt for future generations? And are private accounts for Social Security on the table? Cato Institute Senior Fellow Mike Tanner comments. One big argument that some people are making regarding private accounts for Social Security is that, look, the public's appetite for private accounts just isn't there. So if a progressive Democrat reformer were to come in now and try to reform Social Security in a way that the left would prefer, now is one of the best times to do it.
Well, I'll have to admit that given the recent performance of the market, the public probably is not looking at private investment for Social Security right now. The fact is, of course, private investment would still be a better deal than Social Security, but you have to face the fact that people are scared of the markets right now. On the other hand, the other alternatives to fix Social Security, raising taxes and cutting benefits, are not likely to be any more popular politically. And that is basically the whole menu. You go all the way back to Bill Clinton, who laid it out. The problem is you have, with Social Security, more money going out than you have coming in. That only leaves you three choices. You can reduce the amount going out by cutting benefits. You can increase the amount coming in by raising taxes. Or you can make better use of the money you have in the system by investing privately. That's the whole menu. That's all Barack Obama can choose from.
President Reagan, in the mid-80s, made a fix of Social Security and sort of walked away from it. Bill Clinton, late in his presidency, made some overtures toward making changes to Social Security. President Bush made an abortive attempt at personal accounts. And Barack Obama has said he will make entitlement reform not just a part, but a central part of his attempt to control spending.
Well, I think you've got to give Barack Obama points for political courage. In addressing the need for entitlement reform, he is taking on one of the mainstays of his party. You know, for years, the Democrats have maintained that there's no problem with Social Security and Medicare that repealing the Bush tax cuts wouldn't fix. They've essentially said that these programs are fine as is, maybe a little tweaking here and there, but they don't need fundamental reform. Barack Obama has, and you can even go back to the campaign, said from the beginning that these are programs that need to be changed.
Short of the whole hog plan offered by the Cato Institute at socialsecurity.org, what could Obama do that would be would do right by young people?
Well, we know that the plan he offered during the campaign really isn't a plan. He talked about a small payroll tax increase, about 4%, on people earning over $250,000 a year. That's going to do absolutely nothing for Social Security's finances. It doesn't even change the cash flow insolvency date by a year. So that's really not a plan. But he has advisors, Jeff Liebman, for example, who have in the past supported some small personal accounts combined with benefit cuts and tax increases. So you could get something very similar to sort of a Bill Clinton triangulation and considering the idea of personal accounts as part of a comprehensive reform.
Would this be something akin to the Reagan reform plus some personal accounts?
Probably anything you see from an Obama administration is going to combine benefit cuts, tax increases. But you could also see personal accounts as part of this. Certainly, I would think conservatives, Republicans are going to demand personal accounts as their price for signing off on any reform. And without bipartisan support, you're not going to get any reform through.
What about in a stronger Democratic Congress?
Well, the Democrats, many of them aren't going to want any reform at all. It's hard to see Democrats supporting any reduction in Social Security benefits. It's hard to see them supporting tax increases on top of the tax increases they already want to support. So I think you're going to have a considerable amount of Republican support if you're going to tackle the third rail. This can't be really a partisan issue.
Is there a nightmare scenario then for how these programs end up getting reformed?
Well, the closer we wait to the date of insolvency, the more this becomes an immediate crisis where the checks might not go out, senior citizens are in revolt demanding that something be done now. the more likely it is that we end up simply raising taxes in order to fill in the thing in a stopgap measure.
The story goes that we've registered all sorts of new voters, that there were a whole lot of new voters that came out and supported Barack Obama. Presumably, these are the same young people who believe that there will not be any Social Security for them when they retire.
Unfortunately, that was one of the myths of the last election, that this was going to be decided by young voters. The reality was young voters were not really a larger percentage of the voting population than they'd been in the past. They were larger numbers, but the overall voting population was larger, and they ended up to be about the same percent. The fact is, it's still very difficult to motivate young voters, whereas seniors, even in this last election, were the largest voting component, and seniors care about Social Security a lot more than young people seem to.
Mike Tanner is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. You can read his work on healthcare, welfare, entitlements, and politics at cato.org.